And believe me, I get into seriousness and concern and worry. But that doesn't mean that I am not shown and I don't put time to practice and become a student of the truth that comes out. That simple. Right, Steve? That simple. And if you did not get what was happening here, or if you didn't register it with your mind, that's perfect. Something here that means a lot. Someplace in the heart region heard it. And that region will never go away.
God bless you.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
Okay. I have these thoughts and then, you know, they flitter away sometimes. But you're absolutely right. I agree with what you say. I think a lot of people in this country and in the world have problems because we're living in the most material age and we're living in the most material country. Mm-hmm. And to say that if we can get into our being and get away from all this stuff, that's where we want to be, is very difficult. People spend years and years and years, their whole lives, to get to that point. But I've been doing a lot of reading recently about some of the very wealthy people. And it might be a start for some people to think about this, but some of the wealthiest people, the ones that have the no financial worries, they worry about their money. Their biggest worry for these wealthy people becomes
their
money.
Yes. Yes.
Think about that.
Yes, you will be surprised if I tell you I've known that for a long, long time. I mean, there is a, if we had to say there was a curse, which I don't believe it is, but I mean, just for a matter of talking, people that think is a blessing, some stuff, is actually becomes a curse. And many things in life that are simple and is a blessing in disguise. That's somebody's telephone. And it sounds really good. Oh yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's wherever you put your mind on, that's where your treasure is. If you put your mind on the money, you make money. Believe me, you make money. But the things that I always is always in the foremost of my thinking is that if by no means of effort you're put in a wealthy situation, some people don't go after it. It comes to them. You can be sure that you were in that position to bring some good to the world with your money. I'm not saying money is bad. I'm sure you are not saying that either. But if it becomes self-consuming, this becomes what you go after day in and day out, becomes your curse. Becomes what actually takes your peace away. If you're put in a farming area by birth that everybody farm organically, this was given to you. But to become fanatic about organic food and go and do whatever you can, you become consumed by the organic world. Do you see that? There is one that comes to you, there is one that you go. Even on a spiritual path, what is it being said? Just be. Don't go after it. Because the more you go after God, the farther it feels like. Because there must be a distance for you to travel to get to it. Just be. Just be. There is no consummation from you. but it will consume you. That being consumes your other thing. So I'm glad you shared. That is absolutely right. And reading stories like this will put us in a perspective about life. I remember I said something to my son that I thought it went right over his head, but about 10, 15 years later he came and told me. He said, Mom, one time you said, I am born alone, I will die alone, and in between, don't you ever imagine you will be carrying someone.
You will be carrying
Don't you
someone.
Ever imagine that you can carry someone with yourself. And so what does this just one saying say? Be with people. If they are with you, it's a blessing. But to say that it's our job to carry them is imagination. It's total imagination and the attachment.
And it's what we all want to do.
Yes, that's right.
If we're not able to step
yes.
back from it.
That's right. Our silence will break all the disharmony that anybody comes to you with. Like if I come to you and I say I have this thing in my life, and if by your silence you can help me far more than with your words, because your silence means you're going to your being, and there it will help me far more. You can pass it on, take one and pass it on. Okay.
This is an eternal Easter.
I know. That's lingam now. It passed Easter.
Oh, lingam,
this is all
okay.
lingam. It's the symbol of creation. No beginning, no end. I know that Steve is addicted to these things. He still has the enthusiasm of the first time. No, they all have it. He's getting it twice a week.
I said eternal peace at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, may you find eternal peace.
Why'd you pick my egg?
Thank you. I like your egg. Because it's pink. Boys take blue eggs.
Not close enough. Mine says, my peace be yours.
I love mine.
Well, we're going to go around from the Maid of Honor.
The Maiden of Honor, huh?
Let go, then see how happy you will be.
Yeah.
True.
We're talking about
that.
Yes. Tony, Mr. Tony.
Everyone is chasing after the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, yet all along it was hidden within.
It's all about what we're talking. It's
yeah.
very, very beautiful.
Yeah,
how about
is.
Yourself? You said it was a turn. Read it again.
This little pup keeps on popping out at me every time we open this.
You get a little chick?
Yeah, I got another little chick. It's good. It'll keep the other one company at home. May you find eternal peace.
Yes. What about you, Red?
May peace be yours.
Yes.
50 cents off your next drink at McDonald's.
Somebody has a sense of humor.
May peace be yours.
May you always be happy.
Yes. Yes. May you always be. Be.
Be.
Means your being is happiness.
You are never alone. Help is always in your heart.
What is in your heart?
Help.
Yes. Yes. I hope we keep this and read it once a day. How about you?
You have faith in who you are. Why fear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you?
Art of living is to live knowing your true self, God.
Yes. Beautiful. Even though I wrote it. It's like my first time. I'm so elated about it. How about you?
Past is useless. Future is imaginary. Now is happy.
Yes.
You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are God. That's all the things we talked about. You are God.
Ah, that's nice. It's a nice note.
Pretty good.
To wrap it up.
Excellent.
Yes.
Did a good job.
Yes.
You never know what's going to hatch out of these little
it
words.
Is the I that does it, unbeknown to myself, believe me. I just got here. It seems always, if you think that I'm aware of what happens around me, thank God I'm not. You know, so I don't take any credit for it. Now is a party time, because this friend of ours, she is going to San Francisco. So we're going to have a little snack. Not
ooh,
big deal.
You are deserting us. How could you do that?
I have a really funny story in a minute to tell you guys.
I'm being pushed away.
Why? What happened? Who's pushing you?
Baba.
Mother?
Baba.
Oh, Baba. Okay.
I want you to read on top of it.
I got it right the first time, Mother.
Fly high.
Yes. This guy that is a cashier at the grocery store, for some reason, he was in that bakery, dark, dark bakery. The bakery was closed. So when I saw the bakery closed, I said, God, you send me here. Come on. So the guy came to pick up something. Then I said, oh, is this cake good? He said, it's really good. And I said, aw. He said, what is it? I said, I wish somebody could write it. He says, I don't know if I can, but I'll do it for you. So he said, what do you want me to write on it? Come on in, sweetheart. I said, what do you want me to write on it? He said, I said, fly high. His eyes went like this. Like, are you taking my time for that? He thought it would be happy birthday. And then, poor guy, he said, what color? I said, I think she likes pink.
Yes.
So he went like this in a piece of paper first to practice.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to put wings here, and I saw his hand. And I said, I think I'm asking too much. And then I go to pay. He's back there paying my cashier.
He's what?
He was my cashier, too.
She's
it was all for you.
That's probably the first time.
It had to be done for
yes.
you.
Oh, that is
what
great.
Kind of cake is that?
It's really good cake.
It's fruit.
I honestly don't know what it is. But
there's no
cake.
Uh-huh.